I thank the Lord for giving me this privilege to be here with you, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，我感谢主给我这个福气，能够来到你们当中。
I started this new year with a bad sore throat.
那我今年开头呢，我就有一个喉咙痛。
Last month I was in China for about a month.
那在去下一个月，上个月呢，我在中国逗留了一个月。
And I was in Changchun. It was minus 20 degrees and no problem.
那在长春呢，我平安无事的，在那边气候呢是零下22度。
And then I went over to Wuhan.
过后呢，我就到了武汉。
And then over to Beijing.
再到北京。
Now it's winter in China.
那时候是冬天。
I had no problem.
那我在那边也都没有问题。
But when I came back to Singapore,
当我回到新加坡,
I touched down at midnight on the 23rd of December, and it was 28 degrees.
我在12月13号在新加坡降机的时候呢，温度是28度。
And then on the 25th of December, we had a baptism.
那在12月9号呢，我们就有洗礼礼拜。
14 of our brothers and sisters were baptized, and I baptized 4 of them.
那么在有14个人受洗，我就为4个人洗礼。
I'm the senior pastor of Pasir Panjang Christ Church.
我是那边的资深牧师。
And we have 6 pastors in our midst.
在那边有6个牧师。
And 2 of them have never baptized anyone, so I got them to baptize.
那就有2个牧师呢，从来没有为人洗礼过，我就叫他们为人洗礼。
So after that day, on Sunday of 25th December,In the evening, I got a cold, a bad sore throat.
那过了25号呢，我就患上喉咙痛了。
And I've not preached till this Sunday.
那我就从那天开始呢，就没有讲到，直到今天。
I'm much better now.
我今天好多了。
And I thank the Lord for giving me this privilege to be with you this first time, first month of the year to be here.To encourage you in God's word.
那今天我很感谢神呢，给我这个福气，能够在这一个月呢第一次在我们当中来向你讲道。
Let's stand for a word of prayer.
我们起立，我们来一起祷告。
Dear gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning.
慈悲天父，我们为这今早晨来感谢神。
That we can come to your house to worship you.
能够来到家中来敬拜你。
Lord, you are the God of all gods.
主，你是万神之神。
There is none like you.
没有一个像你的。
There's none of us here deserve anything from you.
我们在这里在坐的，没有一个配得从你这边得到神了。
It is your grace and your mercy that you save us in your Son Jesus Christ.
是因为你的怜悯，你的按照你的恩典，在基督耶稣里，你拯救了我们。
And we can be here together as the body of Christ.
我们能够以基督耶稣的肢体一起来敬拜你。
We pray, Father, that you speak to each one of us of our needs.
求主向我们个人的需要来向我们讲话。
Help us to draw closer to you to realize the times that we are now living in.
帮助我们能够亲近你，我们认识到我们活在这个时代是什么时代。
To truly understand the value of life which you have given.
能够明白生命的价值，你给我们生命的意义。
Every single person that is born into this world is life given by you.
在世有生命的，我们的生命都是从你而来。
And Lord, every single person that has received eternal life through Jesus Christ.
在这里，每一个已经在基督里、耶稣里得到永生的。
It is you that even before the foundation of the world have chosen us.
在创世以前，你已经拣选了我们。
And the very day you save us, you left us here in this earth to live for you.
你拯救我们的那天起。你就把我们放在这里来为你而活。
So that one day when the Lord Jesus returns,
好叫当基督耶稣回来的时候，
He will take us home to be with Him.
你能够把我们接到你那边去，跟你在一起。
But even as we wait for His return,
当我们在等候你再来的时候，
Help us to serve you.
帮助我们侍奉你。
And truly value the value of life.
我们能够珍惜你给我们生命的价值。
That we may serve you.And glorify you in all that we do.
以致我们能够侍奉你，能够荣耀你的名，这是我们一切所做的。
We ask this in Jesus' name.
我们祷告是奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated.
请坐。
Moses tells us in only one psalm that he wrote in Psalm 90.
在诗篇90篇, 摩西告诉我们, 也就是他唯一写的诗篇,
he tells us that God dwells in every generation.
他告诉我们, 上帝在世世代代都是, 这个人的上帝。
I'd like to ask this question.
我要问一个问题,
does God have any grandchildren?
那么上帝呢, 有没有子孙, 啊, 有没有孙子?
I have three grandchildren.
啊, 我有三个孙子孙女,
they're living in America.
他们在美国居住,
and I hope to go and see them.
我, 盼望我能够很快见到他们。
One is 6 years old, a boy.
啊, 一个是, 啊, 男, 一个男子, 6岁。
And then there's two girls. One is 4 years old and one is 1 year next one.
那, 另一个呢, 是, 另两个呢, 是, 四岁跟快要一岁的, 啊, 女孩。
When you are old like me and you have grandchildren, you're really very happy.
那当你像我这么老了, 那么你有孙子孙女的时候呢, 你一定很开心的。
But does God have grandchildren?
但是上帝有没有子孙, 有没有孙子, 孙女?
The very first verse actually in Psalm 90 tells us that God has no grandchildren.
那么在诗篇第90篇第一节呢, 就告诉我们, 上帝没有孙子孙女。
Because God is with his people, with us from every generation.
因为上帝在世世代代每个世代呢, 都与我们同在。
Every single person who is in the family of God is directly related to him as son or daughter.
每一个在神的家中的人, 都是直接跟他有关系, 都是他直接的儿女。
You cannot have become a Christian because your father is a Christian or your grandfather is a Christian.
你不能够因为你的父亲或者是你的祖父是个基督徒, 你就是个基督徒。
You are a Christian because you have a direct relationship with God, your Heavenly Father.
你所以是个基督徒, 是因为你跟你的天父上帝有个直接父子的关系。
It is because you are born again in the Spirit that you are a child of God.
因为你是在圣灵重生的, 所以你就成为神的儿女。
But life on earth is so very short.
但是在世的日子是很短的。
In Psalm 90, Moses uses many descriptions of how brief, how short our life is.
那在诗篇90篇, 摩西就用了许多词汇来形容我们人生是何等的短暂。
I'm 62 years old.
我今年62岁。
And it's only like yesterday that I was a little boy.
但是我的感觉是就好像昨天我才是个小孩子。
I still remember very vividly my life as an orphan in an orphanage.
那我还记得我这个小时候是个孤儿, 我在孤儿院度过的日子。
It's so very clear the memory of my childhood.
那我做小孩子的那个日子呢, 我是很清晰的。
It's only like yesterday.
就好像昨天过去一样。
Our life is so short.
我人生就是这么短暂。
But what about God?
但是上帝呢?
Moses tells us, one day in the sight of God is 1,000 years in our sight.
摩西告诉我们呢, 在神的眼里呢, 这个千日如一日。
So since life is so very short,
啊, 千年如一日, 那么人生就是这么短暂,
and no man has ever lived 1,000 years.
那没有一个人呢, 曾经度过1,000年。
Is our life worth anything?
那我们生命有值多少呢?
Oh, Moses in Psalm 90 prayed to God.
摩西在诗篇90篇向神祷告。
Teach me to number my days.
请你指教我数算自己的日子。
Hey, the Lord, Moses is not saying, let me count how many days I live.
那摩西的意思不是说呢, 让我算一算我到底活了多少日子。
Moses' meaning is, give me wisdom how to live each day.
他, 摩西的意思呢, 是, 请你给我智慧, 好叫我懂得如何度过每一天的日子。
And then Moses said, establish the work of my hand, Lord, establish it.
那摩西也说呢, 请你坚固我手所做的, 主啊, 请你坚固。
So we human beings that live such a brief and short life, yet God can use that brief and short life to make it eternal.
那么我们虽然过的日子是这么短暂,这么简短,这么短, 但是上帝却能够把这个简短的日子所过的呢, 成为一个有永恒的价值。
How long ago did Moses live?
摩西, 年, 啊, 这个年岁有多少呢?
Most probably about 4,000 years ago.
他曾经在, 他在世的日子呢, 曾经是4,000年前以前。
But whatever he did, that's recorded in scripture, till today is with us.
但是他所行的, 就记录在圣经里面，直到今天。
So life may be brief for us.
因此，人生对我们来讲可能很短暂。
And it seems to be very short.
可能非常简，很短暂。
But if God is with us and He does the work through us,
但是如果上帝与我们同在，他借着我们来工作。
It will last for eternity.
它能够存到永恒。
When God first created the heavens and the earth,
当上帝创造天地的时候，
He created everything good.
他创造一切都是美好的。
Can you imagine God created Adam and Eve so that they will die?
你可以想象说上帝创造亚当夏娃是好叫他们能够死。
It was never His intention.
这不是他的原意。
It's because of what Adam and Eve did, disobeyed Him, sinned against Him, that they brought death upon themselves.
是因为亚当夏娃他们得罪上帝，以致导致他们要死亡。
Adam and Eve did not live in a cave.
亚当夏娃不住在一个洞里。
Don't listen to scientists that say the beginning of mankind was we evolved and we live in a cave. Adam and Eve live in a far more beautiful place.
千万不要相信那些所谓科学家所讲的啊，这些人呢，他们住在洞里。亚当夏娃住在一个美好的地方。
Now they say in Singapore, the chief of the CEO of HDB say now our flats are getting smaller and smaller.
那么在这个建物局的那个总裁呢，他说我们的租屋呢越来越缩小。
But she says there is that quality, that essence of living in a smaller flat.
但是他说呢，虽然虽小，但是却这个很有气氛。
When God created Adam and Eve, He even before He created them, He created a beautiful garden with all kinds of trees, all kinds of fruits.And a beautiful place.
就连他还没创造这个造亚当夏娃之前呢，他已经为他们预备了一个美好的一个家园，有美丽的树果子，一个美丽的地方。
He created in the Garden of Eden two special trees.
他在这个伊甸园创造了两棵特别的树。
One is the tree of life.
一个是生命树。
The other one that is special is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
一棵树呢是有分别善恶树的果子。
If you do not think God created man to let him live as long as he wants, why did he create the tree of life?
如果上帝创造人的原意不是要叫人能够存到永恒，那么他为何要创造生命树呢？
And put it in the Garden of Eden.
并且把它安置在伊甸园。
It was God's intention that man should live.
上帝的原意本来就是要叫人活。
But then God wanted to test the love of Adam and Eve, the fellowship of Adam and Eve, the obedience of Adam and Eve. He created the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
但是上帝为了要考验他这个亚当夏娃对上帝的爱心，要考验他们的爱心有多少，他就创造了这个在伊甸园创造了分别善恶树的果子。
We must understand this.
我们一定要了解这一方面。
All the commandments of scriptures that God commands us, we should be able to do it.
你一定要明白说，圣经所记载的每一个吩咐命令，我们能够遵行的。
But the very first command that God gave to Adam and Eve, they broke it, they disobeyed God, they rebelled against Him, is because they did it.
但是他们上帝给他们亚当夏娃的第一个吩咐，他们却把它这个违背了。
And therefore, because of sin,
因着他们犯罪，
none of us in our flesh can obey the commandments of God completely.
因着罪的缘故，没有一个人单单靠着我们自己的力量，我们能够遵行他。
And because they disobeyed God, they brought death upon themselves.
因他们不听从上帝。导致他们要面临死亡。
And if we disobey any of God's command in God's word, even though we are saved, we become helpless and unable to do God's will.
那么也同样的，我们虽然是神的儿女，但是如果我们违背神的命令，我们也要变成软弱，我们无法听从上帝。
But if we are willing, if those of us who are saved, who are cleansed from our sin, the Holy Spirit dwells in us, we can.Do the will of God.
但是如果我们有圣灵在我们里头，我们是神的儿女，我们的罪已经得到赦免，得到洁净，我们能够遵行神的吩咐。
How is the world going to end?
世界会怎么的结束呢？
I do not know whether recently you read the news that says the doomsday clock is almost at 12 midnight.
那么不懂你们听过这种的新闻说这个世界末日呢是在半夜这个12点。
Who created the doomsday clock?
谁创造了这个末日的这个钟呢？
It is scientists. They look at the condition of the world today.
是科学家他们看这个整个地球的这个操作
The political situation we are in
他们观察政治的状况
The climatic condition that we are in
气候
And they shifted the time of the doomsday clock almost to midnight When it hits midnight, the world ends
那么他们就把那个世界的末日挪移到接近12点一到12点呢这个世界就要结束了
How do we know how the world will end?
我们怎么知道世界会怎么结束呢？
God says in Revelation 21 verse 1 to verse 5, He is going to destroy the whole earth, even the heavens, and He's going to create new heaven, new earth.
那么在上帝在启示录在21章1到5节说呢，他要毁灭现在我们看到的世界，并且要创造一个新天新地。
And in the new heaven and new earth,
在这个新天新地
there will be a holy city called the New Jerusalem.
在当中将会有一个圣城叫做耶路撒冷
And this city is built by God Himself.
那这个圣城是上帝亲自建造的
When He created the new earth, He will allow this new city, He will bring this new city onto this new earth.
当他创造了这个新的地球的时候呢，他会把这个新的城耶路撒冷城呢，把它放在地面上。
May I ask how many of you been to China and recently?
不懂你们有几个人最近到过中国？
这里有中国人吗？
这里有中国人吗？有几位？
感谢主。
感谢主 ，Thank God。
你知道中国的城市越来越好，也漂亮，你知道吗？
Do you know that the cities in China they are getting prettier and more beautiful?
我第一次去广州的时候
When I first went to Canton
我看那个城市没有那么好很乱
I did not think that the city was any much prettier I thought it was messy
但是我第一次去不好看
When I first went there I thought it did not look good
但是现在呢广州的城市特别漂亮，你知道吗
？But today the cities in Guangzhou they are very beautiful.
If you think that China is backward, dirty, and not nice, some of the cities are nicer than Singapore.
如果你认为说在中国的一些城市呢不漂亮呢，有些城市呢比新加坡的城市还要漂亮。
But whatever city on earth,
但是无论你在哪个城市，世界上的城市
cannot compare to the city that God will build.
不可以跟上帝要创造的城市来比较。
Do you know why Abraham did not want to build a city? He's so rich, he didn't want to build a city.
你知道为什么亚伯兰虽然是这么富足，却不愿意建造一个城市吗
？His whole life he lived in a tent.
他一生就住在帐篷里面。
Why?
为什么呢
？The scriptures tell us he was looking for the city that is not built by man's hand.
那圣经就告诉我们说，因为亚伯兰在仰望一个城市，不是用人手所造的。
It's a city that is built by God.
是仰望着神要创造的城市。
And Revelation chapter 21 tells us a new Jerusalem, a holy city that God will bring down from heaven to earth.
那么在启示录21章，他告诉我们，上帝要创造一个新天新地，要把它安置在地面上。
And the beautiful thing is, God will dwell with them.
那么在最可最奇妙的事情是上帝要与他们同在
God will be with us
上帝要与我们同在
And God will be our God
上帝会成为我们的上帝
You see, God loves us
你要明白上帝爱我们
And the world will not end because of nuclear, because of climate, because of anything that man will do
那么世界会不会因这个核子弹人为的所做 的毁坏呢而结束
It is God that created this world and He isThe owner of this world, he will determine what to do with it.
那么上帝创造了这个 这个我们的地球，他是这里的主人，他会决定他要怎么处置它。
In the new heaven and new earth, there are certain things that will not be there.
那么在新天新地，有些东西呢不会在那边的。
The scriptures tell us there's no tears, no tears.
那在个新城市将没有眼泪。
No death,
没有死亡。
No sorrow,
没有悲伤。
No crying,
没有犯罪案。
No pain,
没有疼痛。
And no curse,
没有咒诅。
Do you know this world is still cursed by God?
你知道这个世界仍然在上帝的咒诅之下吗？
By the way, when Adam and Eve sinned against God, God did not curse Adam and Eve. He cursed the earth.
当亚当夏娃他们得罪上帝的时候呢，上帝没有咒诅亚当夏娃，上帝咒诅这个地上的地。
Because anything that is cursed by God means what?
那么任何一个东西被上帝咒诅的时候是什么意思呢？
Means death. There's no hope.
据说将会面对死亡，他是没有盼望的。
That's why Adam and Eve had hope.
也就是因此，亚当夏娃他们有盼望。
And I believe I will see Adam and Eve.
我也相信我会见到亚当夏娃。
Because they believe God.
因为他们相信上帝。
They trusted in Him.
他们信靠他。
And we who are descendants of Adam and Eve can only see God if we put our faith and trust in Him.
我们身为亚当夏娃的后裔。我们也要见到亚当夏娃，但是如果我们像他一样，我们也相信上帝。
Now in the Garden of Eden, there was a river that flew out of the Garden of Eden and went four different ways.
那么从伊甸园的这个地方呢，有河流是以四个方向，四个河流来流出来的。
In the New Earth, there is only one river.
但是在这个新天新地呢，只有一道河。
And what is that river?
那道河是什么呢？
The river of life.
就是生命之河。
And then in the new earth, there is that one tree that was in the Garden of Eden.
那么在新天新地呢，有一棵树曾经出现在伊甸园。
The tree of life.
就是生命树。
And the tree of life will bear 12 different fruits from 12 different months.
那么这个生命树呢，将会结出12粒的果子，在每一个月都结出果子来。
How many of you like durian?
你们有多少人喜欢吃榴莲？
Maybe durian will be one of the tree. And one of the months.
可能这个榴莲的果子呢，将会在某一个月呢，将会结出来。
But I can't say I'm not sure because some people hate durian.
但是我不能够肯定，因为有些人很讨厌榴莲。
My mother-in-law, when she smells durian, she gets sick.
那我的岳母呢，当她闻到榴莲的时候呢，就会作呕。
真的，如果她闻了那个榴莲，她可以病。
It's true when she smells the durian smell. She will fall sick.
Literally, she falls sick.
她真的是会生病。
So she stays away from durian.
因此她就避开榴莲。
Well, the tree of life will bear fruit, 12 different kinds of fruit.
因此呢，这个生命树它会结果子，结出十二不同的果子。
Another beautiful thing about the new heaven and new earth, we will see face to face our God.
那另一个奇妙的事情呢，是我们会面对面见到上帝。
No man on earth has ever seen God.
在世界上的没有一个人曾经见过上帝。
The only person that has really seen God and lived.
那么只有一个人呢，他见到上帝继续活着。
Who?
是谁呢？
谁呢？
Who is that?
Jesus Christ. No one else.
耶稣基督，除他以外没有别人。
Why?
为什么呢？
He is sinless.
因为他没有罪。
He is holy.
他是圣洁的。
He is the Son of God.
他是神的儿子。
He is the Savior.
他是救主。
He is the resurrected one.
他是复活的。
He is the Lamb.
他是羔羊。
He is the only man that ever saw God and lived.
他是唯一见到上帝仍然活着的人。
But one day when God creates the new heaven and new earth, we can see God face to face and live.
那么当上帝创造新天新地的时候，我们要见到神。见到后，我们仍然能够活着。
So, will you and I be in the new city?
那你我是否会在这个新的城市里面吗？
Will you and I be in the new earth?
在新天新地，你我会在那边吗？
That is the value of life.
那就是生命的价值了。
Recently, I heard one of my brothers in our church, the mother passed away.
在不久前呢，我听到一个弟兄的母亲她去世了。
When I visited him, my first question was,
当我去探访他的时候，我第一个问题问他的是，
Did she accept the Lord?
他有没有接受耶稣？
The brother said, I've given her the gospel, she never accepted it.
那么这位弟兄就说呢, 我把福音给了她, 她没有接受。
I felt sad.
那我心里难过。
Anyone who lives in this life,
在这里活着的人,
and if his or her sin is not taken away,
如果他的罪没有被除去,
by Jesus Christ,
就是耶稣基督除去,
we will not see that person again.
我们就永远再不见到那个人了。
One of our brothers in our church had been praying for his uncle for many, many years.
那我们在教会有一位弟兄呢, 他为他的, 这个叔叔呢, 祷告了许多年。
Just before this uncle passed, he had cancer, serious cancer. Just one day before he passed away, he was a Buddhist all his life.
那在他还没有去世之前呢，他有患上这个严重的末期癌症，那么他一向来都是信佛的。
He has heard about Jesus Christ before.
他曾经听过耶稣基督。
And just before the Lord took him home, he said, "Get me the pastor."
那么在 主把他接为天家之前呢，他就告诉说，请你叫牧师来。
And the pastor came to him at his bedside in the hospital, and he said, "Tell me the gospel."
那么牧师就来到他这个病床，医院的病床，那个弟兄就告诉他，请你跟我讲福音。
And in front of all the other relatives, loved ones, some are Christians, many are not, he said, "I want to accept Jesus Christ."
那么就在众亲友，有些是信主的，有些不信主的，他就说我要接受耶稣基督。
And he accepted the Lord that day.
在那天就接受了主。
And he told the pastor, "Baptize me."
就告诉牧师为我受洗。
In hospital, baptize me.
在医院，请你为我受洗。
The following day, the Lord took him home.
隔天，上帝就把他接回天家了。
If a person has not believed in Jesus Christ,
如果一个人没有相信耶稣基督,
you can go to join a religion.
你能够去加入一个宗教。
我常常去中国的时候，我问他们,
When I go to China, I ask them,
你的信仰是什么?
What's your faith?
有一些他们说我是佛教的。
Some say I'm a Buddhist.
有一些他们说我是基督徒的。
Others say I'm a Christian.
然后有一天我问他,
One day I asked them,
如果你是基督徒,
If you are a Christian,
你怎么来成为一个基督徒呢?
How do you become a Christian?
有一些他们说, Oh, 我的父母, 他们是基督徒。
Some say my parents are Christians.
好,我问你,
Then I ask you,
你接受主耶稣做你的救主吗?
Have you received the Lord Jesus as your Savior?
我没听过。
I've never heard of that.
第二的问题, 你有罪吗?
And the second question I asked them was, have you committed sin?
他们说他们是基督徒, 但是我问他们你有罪吗?
They say, I'm a Christian, and when I ask them, do you have sins?
我没有罪。
They say, I'm sinless.
When a person says, I have no sin,
当一个人说我没有罪,
that means he does not need a Savior. Even if he's a Christian, he says, I have no sin, I don't need Jesus Christ as my Savior.
当有人说我没有罪的时候呢, 他的意思也等于说呢, 我不需要耶稣基督来做我救主来救我。
Do you know that person, even if he's going to church from the very day the person was born to the very day he died, he will never enter into the kingdom of heaven.
你知道这样子一个人, 即使他从小, 从他出世的那天直到他死的那天呢, 每一天都去教会呢, 他没有得救。
That's why Jesus said, many will call me Lord, Lord, and on that day I will tell them, I don't know you.
因此呢, 耶稣就说呢, 有, 在末日的时候呢, 有许多要, 要称我主啊, 主啊, 但是主要跟他们讲, 我不认识你。
Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. You are sinners. I don't know you.
你们离开, 离弃我吧, 你们这些罪人, 我不认识你。
You know, the most dangerous place to be in is the place where you are set for hell and don't realize it.
你知道哪一个地方是你最最危险的地方吗？就是你在的那个地方呢，如果你知道你是朝向地狱的道路，却不知道你是朝向地狱的道路的时候，你是在危险的地方。
Many people are in church.
有许多人在教会。
They have the truth.
有真理。
They call Jesus God.
他们称呼耶稣基督为神。
They pray to God as if he is their father.
他们祷告上帝好像是他们的父亲。
But in their heart,
在心中。
They are not saved.
他们却没有得救。
So you can also, a person can also be condemned in the church.
因此一个在教会里面的呢，也仍然可以受审判是灭亡的。
This man who accepted the Lord Jesus Christ in the hospital, in the dying bed.
那么那个在医院接受耶稣的这个人呢？
He may have never been to church.
他可能从来没有到过教会去。
But because of his faith, his simple faith and belief in Jesus Christ as the Savior.
但是因为他有单纯的信心，他信靠耶稣做救主。
He is in heaven today.
他今天在天堂。
You know, three men were crucified on Calvary on that day, 2,000 years ago.
在加略山有三个人，两千年前呢被钉死，钉在十字架上。
All three died because of sin.
全部的三个人呢都是因罪而死。
Two for their own sin.
两个是为他们自己的罪。
One for the sin of the whole world.
另一个呢是为世人的罪而死。
But do you know two men went to heaven that day?
但是你知道吗？有两个人上了天堂。
Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and the thieves that believe in Him.
一个就是耶稣基督，另一个呢就是相信耶稣基督的这个盗贼。
Did the thief ever go to church?
盗贼有没有到过教会？
He was a thief. He was a robber. He was a murderer.
他强盗，他是谋杀人的人。
But that very day on the cross,
但是在十字架上的那一天，
he was saved.
他得救了。
So brothers, sisters, friends,
因此弟兄姐妹和朋友们，
coming to church won't save you.
你来教会，来教会不会救你。
Believing in Jesus Christ, that will save you.
但是相信耶稣基督，这能救你。
But those of us who believe in Jesus Christ and are saved, if our lives do not reflect
我们这些得救相信耶稣基督的人，如果我们的生命无法彰显
His glory,
无法彰显神的荣耀，
We will regret.
我们会后悔的。
You mean Christians won't regret? We will regret.
你以为基督徒不会后悔吗？我们会后悔。
One day, when we are saved, we stand before Jesus Christ, He say, What did you do for me?
有一天当我们得救了，我们站在耶稣基督面前，他问我们说，你为我做了什么？
I gave you 20 years after you were saved, 20 years after you were saved to now, what did you do for me?
你得救的那一天日子，我再给你多20年了，那么在这20年，你为我做了什么？
You did nothing.
你什么都没做。
You just live for yourself.
你只是为自己而活。
You're unprofitable, wicked servant.
你没有结果子，你这个不中用的这个仆人。
Christ will not send us to hell because He saved us from our sins.
上帝不会因此就把我们派他，把他送到地狱去，因为他救了我们。
But can you picture the shame that will come upon you?
但是你可以想象当时你要面对的这个羞辱。
In front of all His angels, in front of Almighty God, in front of all humanity who are saved, He will rebuke you.
那么在众使者，在众人面前，在整个人类的面前呢，他会在当场呢，他会责备你。
Then may I ask you, what really is the value of life if you are not saved?
那么如果你没有得救，到底你的生命的价值是什么呢？
Anyone who is not saved, the scriptures will tell us that he will die a second death.
圣经告诉我们说，如果一个人没有得救，他会死第二次。
And that second death is in the lake of fire.
他再死第二次的时候呢，他会将会在这个火炉永活炉里面呢来度过。
Separated from God for all eternity.
跟神永远分开。
In a place of torment.
是在痛苦折磨地方度日子。
No rest.
没有安息。
Do you know in hell there may be many, many people?
你懂吗？在地狱虽然有很多人。
You will be as lonely as though you are alone. No one will be with you.
你却要孤独，好像你是一个人一样，没有人会跟你在一起的。
Hell is a terrible place.
地狱是个可怕的地方。
Life will have no meaning for any one of us who is not saved.
一个人没有得救，生命是没有意义的。
But for those of us who are saved, let us make life full of meaning, like what Moses said, establish the work of my hands, O Lord, establish it.
但是那些得救的人呢，我们一定要活得有价值，好像摩西自己所讲的，主啊，上帝啊，请你坚固我手所做的，坚固我手所做的。
One day the Lord Jesus will gather all humanity to himself.
有一天耶稣基督要召集众人类。
The scriptures tell us the angels will gather one group as goats and one group as sheep.
这个圣经告诉我们说，使者呢，天使使者呢，要把人类分成羊、公绵羊跟绵羊。
And to the sheep he said,
对绵羊呢，他会说，
When I was thirsty, when I was hungry, when I was naked.
当我饥渴，当我饥饿的时候，当我赤身露体的时候。
You gave me drink, you fed me, and you clothed me.
你给我喝，你给我吃，你给我穿。
When I was sick,
当我病痛。
You comforted me.
你安慰我。
When I was in prison, you came to visit me.
我坐牢的时候呢，你来探访我。
Come into my reward, I have reward for you.
你能够来接受我给你赏赐，
you know what the sheep,
我为你预备赏赐。
You know what the sheep will tell the master?
你懂绵羊会怎么讲呢？
When did we see you thirsty, hungry, naked, sick, in prison? When?
我们几时看到你饥饿，你口渴，你赤身露体，你病痛了呢？
He said, when you did all this to the least of my brethren, you did it for me.
他会回答说，当你坐在那个最小的弟兄的身上呢，你就坐在我的身上了。
Then to the goats he will say, when I was hungry, when I was thirsty, when I was naked, when I was sick, when I was in prison, you did nothing for me.
那么他会对公绵羊说，当我饥饿，当我口渴，当我赤身露体，当我在监狱里的时候呢，你没有为我做什么东西。
And the goats asked him, when?
公绵羊就会问，那是什么时候呢？
The Lord Jesus said, when the, my brethren,were in that condition, you did nothing for that.
那么主基督耶稣会回答说，当我的弟兄他们陷入这样的状况呢，你没有为他们做什么。
You say you love God.
你说你爱上帝。
Then prove it.
那么证实他。
By loving others.
你就以爱人来证实说你爱主。
Live your life for others.
你要为别人而活。
If things are valuable to you in this life,
如果在这个世界上有什么东西对你很宝贵，
May I ask you this simple question? Can you bring any of these things with you when you go?
我想问你一个问题，你在世界上宝贵东西呢，当你离开世界的时候呢，你能够带着走吗？
What is the value of your things?
到底你拥有的东西呢的价值值多少呢？
In the new city?
在新天新地。
You go in with nothing, do you know that?
你是空手进入那个新天新地的。
Everything that God has prepared is for us.
因为上帝为我们预备一切的都是给我们的。
So let's serve him now.
因此让我们趁着这个机会现在呢来侍奉主。
Some of you may be older than me.
可能有一些人比我还要老。
You still have time to serve the Lord, do you know that?
你知道吗？你还有时间来侍奉上帝。
And even the very short time you used to serve the Lord,
即使那个时间你侍奉上帝是很短的，
He will cause it to have eternal consequences.
他也能够把它扭转过来，成为有永恒的后果的结果。
There was a lady in America who went to Bob Jones University to study and graduated at the age of 17.
就有一个弟兄，他到了那个 Bob Jones 大学呢去读书，他在80岁毕业。
不是弟兄，是姐妹，一个姐妹。
He's a brother, not a sister, not a brother.
他一毕业后，他去台湾。
After graduation, she went to America, to Taiwan.
跟我一样，以前八年前一句话汉语也不会说。
She just like me, could not speak a single word of Chinese. Eight years ago, she could not speak a single word of Chinese.
I could not speak a single word of Chinese 8 days ago, but when she went to Taiwan, she could not speak a single word of Chinese.
我呢八年前我不能够，我一句汉语讲不出。她到台湾呢，她一句汉语呢也讲不出。
但是主要她去台湾。
But the Lord wanted her to go to Taiwan.
She was a widow.
她是个寡妇。
她有笔钱。
She had a sum of money.
So she learned to look for a translator.
因此呢，她就去找一个翻译员。
And eventually, this English translator, a brother, became her adopted son.
那最后呢，这个翻译员翻译成英文的这个翻译员呢，就成为她的继子了，她的她的儿子。
And they started a church.
就开始了一间教会。
Then eventually, they started a Bible college.
那最后呢，还开始了一个神学院。
And her life touched many people.
她的生命感动了许多人。
几个人在这是七十岁呢？
How many among us here are more than 70 years old?
有可能有一些吧，对吗？
I believe there are a few.
No matter how old we are.
不管你有多少年岁。
If the Lord leave us believing for Him.
如果上帝让我们能够相信他。
我们教会有一些的老人，他们大概是95岁。
Our church also had a few elderly who are more than 95 years old.
有时候他们告诉我老了不用 Hokkien, 老了不用。
Sometimes they tell me, we are old, we are useless.
I tell them, 不能跟你说。
I say, don't speak like that.
别那么说。
Don't speak like that.
每天我们活着，我们可以顺服，我们可以祝福，我们可以帮助别人。
Every day that we live, we can submit to God, we can serve God, we can help others.
That is the value of life.
那个就是生命的价值。
Not just to be saved and enjoy my life.
不只是要得救来享受人生。
Jesus said, "What shall a man even if he would gain the whole world and lose his own soul?" He's talking to Christians, by the way.What shall a man gain if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul?
耶稣基督当时对人，这群人也是基督徒，他说呢，人赚的全世界，却失丧自己的灵魂，有什么益处呢？
What is your value of life today?
今天你人生价值是什么呢？
If you are a Christian,
如果你是位基督徒，
live for him.
要为他而活。
下个月我要去中国。
I'll be going to China next month.
为什么去中国呢？
Why am I going to China?
去旅行啊。
Do for a tour?
No.
No.
There are so many young people in China.
中国有许多青年人。
Who have not heard the gospel.
没有听过福音的。
I'm going to Wuhan.
我要到武汉去。
And they have 1.3 million students.
他那边有13亿的学生。
There are 6 house churches serving them.
这里有这个不是13亿，有130万的人。是学生。
学生。Student. 他们有6个同工。
They have 6 co-laborers.
最大的同工是30岁。
The oldest co-laborer is 30 years old.
最小的时候同工是19岁。
The youngest co-laborer is 19 years old.
All 6 of them are graduates and one, only except one, the one, the 19. They are all graduates. They're giving their lives to serve the Lord.
这些同工呢都是献上生命来侍奉上帝，除了那个19岁的，他们都是大学毕业的，大学毕业生。
They're willing to give their lives for the Lord.
他们愿意把生命奉献给神。
You know why?
你懂为什么吗？
They understand the value of life.
因为他们明白人生的价值是什么。
I hope all of us here understand the value.
我也希望这里每一个人都明白人生的价值是什么。
The only way we can really understand it is to serve Christ, help, love, and serve the brethren.
唯一能够活得更有价值呢，就是来侍奉上帝。我们要扶持弟兄姐妹。
What are you using? What are you doing with the gifts that God has given you?
上帝给你的恩赐，你用来做什么呢？
Use it.
使用它。
You don't use it.
你若不使用它。
Whatever you have will one day be taken away.
那么你今天拥有的什么才干呢，都会有一天都会把它拿走。
I hope you will use it.
我盼望你会使用它。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father,
慈悲的天父。
We thank you for your word.
我们感谢你赐给我们你我的话语。
We thank you that this world will end as you wanted it.
我们感谢你 这个世界会按照你的心意来结束。
May we live for you.
帮助我们为你而活。
Because you save us from our sin.
你从罪救我们。
You gave us eternal life.
给我们永生。
You left us here on earth to be your witnesses.
把我们安置在这个地面上来为你做见证。
So that we may be a blessing to those around us.
好叫我们能够成为周围人的祝福。
We may be a light to the world.
好叫我们能够成为光。
We may be salt to the earth.
能够在世界上做盐。
And Lord, we pray that you help each one of us.
主啊，帮助我们每一个人。
We thank you for your word.
谢谢你给我们你的话语。
And the promises that you've given us.
在里面所记载的应许，我们感谢你。
That you will always be with us. You will never leave us.
一旦要永远与我们同在，你不会撇弃我们。
Help each one of us to serve you with joy.
帮助我们能够用喜乐的心来侍奉你。
Help us to be faithful.
帮助我们忠心。
We ask this in Jesus' name.
我们祷告是奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.我们谢谢这个杨牧师为我们带给我们上帝宝贵的话语，愿上帝赐福恩待他教会和在中国各地的宣教施工，谢谢你。